Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, November 14th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Samsung says its forthcoming Exynos 9 Series 9820 chip has a neural processing unit that's 7 times faster than the one on the 9810, which is used in some models of the Galaxy S9 right now. Samsung also claims the new 9820 delivers 20% better conventional single-core performance and 15% multi-core, as well as a 40% rise in power efficiency. The 9820 GPU uses ARM's Mali G76 cores. The Exynos 9820 will be ready for mass production by the end of the year. Alphabet-owned DeepMind's health division, including the Stream app for assisting doctors and nurses, will be transferred to Alphabet-owned Google's Google Health division. The DeepMind Health division has partnerships with 10 NHS hospitals in the UK to process medical data, and the Stream app from DeepMind ran into controversy over its use of 1.6 million patients' data in Royal Free Hospital in London without the patient's knowledge. Lawyer and privacy expert Julia Powles pointed out that DeepMind promised to never connect people's intimate identifiable health data to Google accounts, products, or services, and deemed the transfer trust demolition. DeepMind told the BBC that patient data remains under our NHS partners' strict control. Microsoft released its Windows 10 October 2018 update for the second time after fixing bugs that deleted data accidentally. Microsoft released the fixes more than a month ago, but took time to test them before releasing to the public. Mozilla has published a guide called Privacy Not Included that evaluates the security of popular holiday gift items. 33 of the 70 products in the guide carry a Mozilla badge for meeting minimum security standards, things like encryption, automatic security updates, and requiring a change of the default password. Product descriptions also include things like whether a device can use its camera, microphone, or location services to track you. Spotify launched in 13 new markets in the Middle East and North Africa, bringing its total number of markets to 78. The launch also brings a fully Arabic experience, including language support, as well as playlists like top Arabic hits. Ford, Walmart, and Postmates are partnering to test delivery of goods using autonomous vehicles in Miami-Dade County, Florida. Ford also has tests underway with Domino's and some other local businesses in the area. Argo AI is developing and testing the AI used in the cars. It also has tests underway in Detroit and Pittsburgh, with plans to test its autonomous vehicles in Washington, D.C. early next year. Intel announced the Neural Compute Stick 2, or NCS2. It's a thumb drive with a self-contained neural network running on a Movidius Myriad X Vision Processing Unit, or VPU. It lets users train machine learning systems locally on any Linux system with a USB 3 port without needing to use the cloud. The NCS2 sells for $100 from Intel. Tencent beat analysts' expectations in the third quarter, raising profits 30%. Revenue rose 24%, though that was the slowest growth in more than 3 years for Tencent. Advertising revenue accounts for about a fifth of Tencent's total revenue and rose by 47%. Mobile gaming growth was better than expected, given a halt in approvals of new titles by China's gaming regulator. Payment and cloud services helped Tencent's other revenue category rise 69%. TechCrunch passes along a report from The Star that Netflix is testing a mobile-only plan in Malaysia. The new tier costs 17 ringgit, that's about $4 US. That's half the price of the previous cheapest basic tier, which sold for 33 ringgit. Netflix confirmed that the trial is running in a few countries. Verizon announced its capital expenditures would decline and deployment of infrastructure would remain the same. Sprint, Verizon, and AT&T have all reduced their overall CapEx numbers for 2018. The carriers attribute the declining investment to timing and more efficient technologies like virtualization. Finally, L'Oreal launched a battery-free wearable called My Skin Track UV that measures your exposure to, as you might have guessed, ultraviolet radiation, as well as pollution, pollen, and humidity. It uses NFC and your nearby smartphone to send status updates and store up to 3 months of data. You can buy the My Skin Track UV device from Apple stores for $60. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.